If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Magic 106.7, Boston's Christmas station. Shopping, shopping, shopping. We took so many calls yesterday and so many responses on Facebook about folks working retail. And it occurred to me, if I were shopping for anything and walked into this store to conduct my transaction, and Karen Blake were the one who walked up to me and said, "How may I help you today, sir?" It would be a much different transaction, I guess. Karen, good morning. How you doing?
Hi, you guys. How are you?
We're doing well.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Merry Christmas, my friends.
Right?
We've all worked retail. We talked about it. Kendra worked in a jeans store.
JCPenney and Bob's.
Oh. It was my store for Levi's for me. Where did you work doing retail?
I worked at Tom McCann. Do you remember that?
The shoe store?
The shoe store, yes.
Yes. And I worked at Baker's Shoe Store in the Burlington Mall back in the day.
So is this where the shoe fetish came from? Or?
Probably.
Oh, it's so funny.
I'll tell you something. You guys, I worked, the holiday season, but, the customers really weren't bad. It wasn't that, but the pressure that the company put on us to sell the product, like a guy would come in and he'd want a pair of sneakers. So I would bring him out his sneakers and a dress shoe because they always wanted us to bring out a designated second pair.
No kidding.
So the guys would look at me like, "I asked for a sneaker. What are you doing with this loafer?"
Yeah.
I'm like, just try it on.
Just try it on. Make me look good.
Exactly. By the end of the sale, they had the sneaker, the dress shoe, heel savers, and leather cleaner.
Oh, Karen, what would happen if you didn't pitch the loafers, the second pair? Would your boss, get up in your business, go, "Hey, you got to bring that second pair of shoes out"?
Yes, you had to bring the second pair, and you had to open the box and put the loafer or whatever the second pair was, one shoe on top of the lid so that they could see it.
Oh my gosh!
And the guys especially were always confused, but. In all honesty, you can pretty much sell a guy anything.
God, I love you. I love you.
except the right Christmas gift to bring home.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But, David, you did all right shopping the other day when I ran into you in the Natick Mall. You had a few bags there.
Oh, did he? Yeah, he didn't tell us how many he had with us. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He did. He held that from you, Kendra. Yeah.
And you were going to the pricey side of the mall, Karen Blake. I don't mind spilling secrets.
I was. It was for a very special reason.
Yeah. Hey, we always love connecting with you, Karen. We'll be listening this afternoon. Have a great day.
I love you guys. Merry Christmas. I'll see you soon.
Love you, too.